Thank you for calling Office of Avon. How may I help you?
Yeah, Shannon in, please.
One moment, please. I can see if she's available. May I ask who's calling?
It's Ruben. She just gave me a call. I missed it.
Okay, one moment.
Hello.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
You had a screener earlier. They said you were in a meeting. I'm good.
I was. I actually was in a meeting.
No, I know people are. So I spoke to Ken. You know, he hasn't got his fund yet, obviously, because we have to wrap everything on our end. I told him the truth. I said, hey, look, it's a complicated file. I'm doing my best to make this happen as quickly as possible. I'm putting everyone's needs above ours, so I'm just doing the best I can. So we're pretty much good to go. Here's what I need you to do. I need you to go to the DMV or AAA for this. I wanted to see if you, A, got that email that I sent you with the titling instructions.
Hold on. Let me look.
Cool.
When did you send it? Friday?
I sent it to you Friday, the 16th, Thursday.
Thursday. Okay. Hold on one second.
And I told Ken, hey, I know you guys are against the clock, and I'm going to do my best here.
All right.
Because I believe the truck's there, but they're just waiting to begin work to get the payment from us.
Clean instructions. How did I not see that? Okay, let's see.
Are they going to be able to make this on time for July 4th for you guys?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try to get this funds released. You can also give him a portion if you want to get started, you know, but I'm trying to get this funds released by tomorrow. That's my goal.
Okay, so it says certificate of title is required when... for all motor vehicles. All right, obviously.
Okay, so let's walk through this to make sure it's correct, that done correctly. So your business name and the title has to be an exact match, or we have to redo POAs. So the title should read Truffles Bakery and Kitchen, exactly, not the and sign, how it's spelled out. Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Financial, that's the owner. Financial Pacific Leasing should be the registered lien holder with their information, their address there. Please make sure it's an exact match, and so it doesn't say Truffles Bakery and Kitchen or Gil Walton or Shannon. It says Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC, and when you take the title to the DMV, you're going to get a receipt. If you need to call me at any time. Make sure before you give them that title, because they'll mail it to us. Obviously, we don't want to wait 3 months to fund this transaction, that they give you a clear receipt that states all that information.
Did they give me a clear receipt that says what? All that information on it?
Yeah, because the DMV receipt will say, registered owner, Truffles Bakery and Kitchen, lien holder, Financial Pacific Leasing. It will spell it out.
Okay.
Because if not, they're going to put it into their system, and we could literally, some DMVs send us a few days, some could be 3 months, and I don't want you to be able to, you know, us to be waiting for this title to get you guys funded.
All right, so Gil will go to the DMV, tell them they have to fix the name because the name isn't accurate, so they're going to fix that, and then they're going to add the lien holder, and I have the information here, and then they're going to print out a receipt, and Gil's going to check it before he leaves to make sure the receipt matches.
Correct. I think when you guys first registered, the name was accurate, but it said or Gil Walton, which I don't know if they really care about, but they just want for the POAs to have it be an exact match, so Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC. I think on the physical title, it might just cut off, but as long as the receipt says the registered owner is Truffles Bakery and Kitchen LLC, has that address, and has the Financial Pacific as lien holder, you guys are good to go.
All right, and then you a copy of the receipt, and at least you'll know that it's right.
Correct. So the next, I need one other thing from you. I need to get the equipment, since it is a DMV, since it is a title vehicle, I need to get the insurance taken care of. There's two ways I can play this. The first way is I can tell you to talk to your insurance broker, or I can have a guy in my funding department who specializes in insurance just reach out to them and take care of it. I definitely suggest for us to do it so you don't have to be caught in the crossfire. Is that okay with you?
I guess so, yeah.
Perfect. Do you know your insurance agent's phone number?
Yeah, but it's not Matt, Gil. Well, I don't know if we call Matt or if we call the insurance company direct.
Call Matt.
Okay. Yeah, well, we have his cell. It's Matt. Matt.
I'm just working.
M-A-T-T. And his last name is Vendetti. V as in Victor. E. N as in Nancy. D as in David. E. T-T-I.
Okay. Phone number?
Hold on. Gil's looking right now.
Thanks.
Okay. His work number is 860-582-8161. His extension is 226.
Okay.
He also has an assistant who does a lot of the stuff for him because he's out of the office a lot.
Okay.
His assistant's name is Holly, H-O-L-L-Y, and her last name is E, N as in Nancy, N as in Nancy, I, S as in Sam.
Okay.
And the insurance company is Roland Dumont.
Okay. So, perfect. So, a gentleman named Aziz, A-Z-I-Z, is going to be calling them. I would also, just in the meantime, put a courtesy call to them and say, hey, companies that we are financing is going to give you guys a call. Just please provide them what we need. Some insurance companies are really easy to work with. Some will just go to the customer and say, hey, do we have their okay? So you can tackle that.
Right.
If all goes well tomorrow, we'll do our verification call tomorrow, and we'll release the funding tomorrow to Ken.
All right, so we've just got to make sure the DMV is open tomorrow. I think we're going to find that out now. So.
Okay, and then regarding the payment schedule, so I believe your payment schedule is on the 15th, so your first full payment's already covered. So you'll be covered it's already June 20th. You'll be covered July 20th to August 20th. You'll have a small prorated patient between the 22nd and the 15th, and then your second full payment will be due August 15th. Do you guys want to be on auto payments, or do you want to get a check in the mail?
You can
change it any time, by the way.
Maybe we'll start with a regular check, and then we'll switch to auto payments. I'm not sure. I'll ask my bookkeeper.
Okay.
Is he on the 20th?
The 15th.
Oh, the 15th. Okay.
Cool. So I will hang up. I'll have this gentleman call for insurance, and I will keep Ken informed to hopefully get this wrapped up. Last question for you. Did Can Capital confirm they received your payoff?
I think they stopped taking the money out. I just have to have my bookkeeper call them because I think they, I don't know. She's balancing the checkbook. She'll know if the refund came through or not because they
don't
need it now. So I'll have her check on Thursday.
All right. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for picking up.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.